to the Boomtown. David and David taking me back to the days on Radio 5. And I tell you what, it hasn't stopped, man. The Boomtown is here. Valito and Environs booming. And a new development launching tomorrow. It's called Helmsley. Helmsley is a go. And I tell you something. It is one of those exciting moments that I think many people have been anticipating for an awfully long time. Why? Well, it's been a long time coming. And Matt Hartley, my very special guest in the studio, is the man behind the move that has brought this dream to fruition after 5 years, probably even longer, planning. Matt, welcome to you. I know the family's listening. You've got kids waiting for you to say their names. So here's your moment.
Yeah, I said Katie, Gabs and Colbs. I knew that they would be listening right now. So they've been saying it all morning. So yeah, thanks for that mention. But yeah, it's the team. There's a lot behind the scenes that have happened. Obviously, we've got the Sean Hewlett and Evro from NCC, and we're all excited. It's been a long wait, and the gatehouse is up now, and we're just excited to welcome people to the estate tomorrow, especially here in Ballito.
Let's talk about it. A dream that has come to fruition is always incredibly exciting, but at times a nightmare. We know when any endeavor of this sort of scale presents with its major problems. You've been through all of those. We're not going to even touch on them, because the bottom line is, to bring a project like this to fruition requires a huge amount of planning, a huge amount of work. But the exciting thing is, it's a go, and the opportunity now for the investment public to get involved, whether it's for your own personal lifestyle or for financial investment. When you find a property as good as this one is, and we'll find out why I'm saying this, and you get in on the ground when it's brand new, the advantages are massive, which is why we're excited, because here it is. We're on the sort of cusp of breaking new ground. Maybe you can just take us through the Helmsley proposition. What is it all about?
I think it's not about the proposition of building and land and all the other things. It's more about, and I know that most people say, "No, Matt, what are you on about here?" But it's the feeling that you get when you're out there. I've been out there so many times with my kids and my family, and I think that's what we want it to be about, family. At the launch tomorrow, we'll be saying it's not about the land that we're buying; it's the neighbors that we stand next to. And that's what the vision is, to get that farm style living. And obviously, we're still at the coast. It's not far away from the coast, but it's just that family environment that we want to get there. The biggest thing is the feeling. And once people go out there, I can't explain how. I just can't put it into words. That's why we want people to come out there.
Property does that.
It does.
Location does that. Everywhere has a vibration. You know, there are those who they talk about, but it's true. You know, when you step onto a piece of land, whether you feel good, whether you feel scared, whether you feel whatever it is that you feel, it's there. And why, one doesn't know. But when you step onto a piece of property that says you've come home, isn't that just cool?
And I think you'll see as you drive in. I mean, it's amazing. As you drive in, you just get that feeling. And the trees, the acacias, it feels like you're coming home to Africa. And I know there's an investment, and I know, we need to build, and there's another 15, maybe 20 years still in we got phase 2, 3, 4, and 5, and we can talk about all those things. However, it's very important to get across that feeling.
Where is this? Location-wise,
give us an idea. So go out to Sugar Rush. Just past Sugar Rush, you turn right, and just up the road, 1 kilometer from there, you've got Helmsley. So nice and close. It's not too far away. Country and beach, and that's the vibe that we're
going
for. Kind
of best of both.
Best of both, man. Best of both.
And I know that you have symbolically transplanted a flat crown that symbolizes everything that you're talking about,
yeah,
which is quite a... for me, that's most moving, to take a living... a tree.
Thank you for mentioning that.
Well, it's so important.
Because Wade, from Emerald Landscapes, he's done the landscaping, and he's bought the tree. So it's very important for us to keep the land there. Roads weren't there before, and we want to keep nature. So all the trees are getting planted. and replanted. And we're going to, I mean, the fig tree, we've actually built the road around the fig tree at the top. You see, it's, but the flat ground, I told them, please, please just make, we moved to the front there because it's symbolic of it's an African tree, and we gather around that tree, and it's there for generations, you know.
You know what I like about that? It's already a mature tree, but it's going to get much bigger.
No, it's going
to
be
and
beautiful.
As that estate matures, people that are fortunate enough to watch the growth of what is coming are no doubt going to remember this moment forever.
I know, listen, I'll, as you're driving, it's just this flat ground. It's so beautiful. But I think from our point of view, from Helmsley, we're encouraging people, please come along tomorrow. Come for the feeling. We've got the marquees up. You're invited to come and share in a new development in Ballito. You know, we've said it, and it's in my talk tomorrow. This land isn't going to be for everyone. You know, it's definitely not going to be for everyone. We understand that. We know that. But come out. It's that feeling that we want. And then as we build, we're inviting people to join us, not to buy the land, to join us.
Yeah. You know, what you talk about is a fascinating opportunity. I have been around long enough in this region to remember when many of our now extremely valuable estates were literally just old sugarcane land. And I took a drive around most of them with the developers at the time, looking and trying to see their vision. And I thought, you know, I come from the bush and Joburg before that. I thought, these guys are mad. They absolutely, this is it's never going to drive around today. And oh boy. And everyone is saying, if only I had got in at the beginning, if only, because gee whiz, it's, well, you say it's not about the investment. It kind
of
is.
Of course it is. Of course, no, I do get that. Yeah. But it's hard to explain. We really want people that want to live there. You know, you can buy into an estate and then you regret it.
Yeah.
And what we want to do is make sure that we get people, because this is a long-term project. It's not a quick win. We want this to be a long, sustainable project. You know, we put the gas lines in and meet it, and we're going very eco. It's a very different...
You're talking about gas on tap?
Yes. Yeah, so...
Wow.
So we've done that.
How does that work? Where do you get your bulk supply? Do you have a gas depot?
Listen, I'm part of the vision. I'm not part of the operations.
But that's true. You build your home, and you've got gas on tap.
Yeah, gas on tap. And it'll be metered, yeah. So it's a very... And that's what I'm saying. We this is a longer-term project. You'll see tomorrow, it's not your typical estate launch. We want people to buy.
Want to be there.
They want to be there. Yeah. It's not just like those, you know, the quick win and all that. We want people that want to be there. It's nature. It's going back to that roots of nature and creating an awesome community, and that's the vision.
I've looked at some of the artist's impression, shall we say, and the plans that you've got. And it's world class. I mean, you know, what you're developing, the vision is terribly exciting. And I presume it's because technology has advanced now. Mistakes have been made in the past by those that have come before, the pioneers. You've been able to benefit from that and not have to go down you don't want to reinvent the wheel, but clearly you want to take from what has been experience in developing estates, lifestyle estates, building on that and improving. You're coming into it with the view, I would imagine, to taking what has been established as points of excellence and capitalizing on that.
Yeah, I think you're going to learn. You're going to learn. Of course you're going to learn from, and there are pioneers that have come through. The biggest thing is us. We don't want to compare ourselves to anything, and we want to create something that's unique to ourselves. And yeah, you do learn, of course you do, and you'll see by the security and all the other things that we've added on there, that we know what's important for the people buying in and joining us as a community, and obviously we'll build that together from there. So yeah, it's exciting. It's a very, like you said, there's stuff before, but no one cares about the stuff before. Yeah. It's now future, and it's building from day zero, starts tomorrow. So I'm so excited.
Well, I can see you're a man on a mission, and clearly the excitement is there for a reason. You say it's not for everyone, and I understand that, but just for those that are wondering, what is the kind of price point entry level?
So it ranges from 895. So we've got phase one is 125 sites. They range from 400 square meters up to 900 square meters, and those range from 895 to 1.5 million. And then we've got the legacy sites. So they're the 3,000 squares, and that's ranging. So it's 3,000 squares to 3,500, and that ranges between 3 and 4 million, 4.5 million. So,
you know, when you compare the value you're talking about, if you look at places, I'm not going to mention names, but you know, there are properties in the market in South Africa. One that I looked at with amazement in the Western Cape, at the Atlantic Seaboard, 200 million rand, one piece of ground.
No,
100%. A million rand a month bond repayment.
No, and obviously price is always going to come into it. I mean, price comes into everything, doesn't it? And you know, the biggest thing for me is come out there, come and see the land, and you know, it's an investment, not just as an investment in a building, but it's an investment in an estate. And it's 190 hectares of farmland. It's beautiful.
And what time do gates open tomorrow?
So we'll be open. We'll be open early. So guys, if they want to come out at 8, you know, come and explore the farm, you're more than welcome to. At the top of the farm, you'll just need a 4x4 just to get all the way around. But that's the actual phase one. You can walk around. That's 100%. 10 o'clock is when it really, really comes together. We've taken the decision to work with the agencies, quite a few of the estate agencies here. So they'll be there to discuss things with yourselves. Then the talks will be at 11 o'clock, and that will end at around about 12 o'clock. And then after that, again, 2 o'clock we close, and it's more about exploring the estate and getting that feeling there. Obviously, if anybody wants to buy land tomorrow, the estate agents will help you with that, and we'll have the offer to purchases there and all the things in between. But yeah, it's more about... For me, it's day zero, and it's going to be such a beautiful day to welcome people onto that farmland, and I think from that point, I'd welcome Belito to come and have a look, and see what Helmsley is all about.
Well, you heard it from the man who has brought a vision to fruition. Very few people are lucky enough, I think, in their lives to achieve
it. Wasn't it, for me. There's a vision there, but the team behind this has been. It's been absolutely phenomenal, and that team will now grow. You know, that team grows now from a few of us to, well, actually 125 as this land sells. And I think that's what we're trying to get across, to come and join us as part of the team rather than just to come and buy some land.
And you heard it from team leader. Matt Hartley, my very special guest from Helmsley. It launches tomorrow. It's extremely exciting. I do encourage you to pop along and see what the dream is all about. The vision is yours for the taking. Those that get in early, generally speaking, it's the best decision they've ever made. Make your decision. Pop along tomorrow. You never know. It might just whisper to you. And from there, well, the rest is history. Matt, thanks so much for joining us.
Lekker to be lekker. Thank you.
This will be up as a podcast, so if you only just joined us or you missed the thrust, don't worry. You can pick it up on our website or our apps for listening to On Demand.